AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Stormy Daniels is back on the witness stand in New York in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial.
I think you'll see some very revealing things today.
Under cross-examination, Daniels conceded she was angry when Michael Cohen was slow to pay her $130,000 he'd promised in exchange for her silence about a sexual encounter with Donald Trump. But she denied ever yelling at her then-lawyer demanding to be paid. Before entering court, Trump delivered a compliment to his legal team.
I want to thank my lawyers. They've done a very good job, but I'd rather thank them after it's over as opposed to now because we don't want them to get carried away. There's no case.
The first shipment of aid heading to a U.S.-built pier in Gaza left Cyprus. The AP's Karen Chamas has the story.
The U.S. vessel, loaded with much-needed humanitarian assistance, departed from the Cypriot port of Larnaca. The relief is desperately needed. As the United Nations has said, northern Gaza is already in full-blown famine. Earlier this week, Israel sent tanks to seize the nearby Rafah crossing with Egypt, shutting down a vital route needed to get assistance into the battered enclave. The deputy director of the World Food Programme, Carl Scow, told the AP,
"The situation, the of malnutrition among children is really desperate."
Despite the launch of a new aid route, humanitarians say aid coming by sea won't be enough to alleviate the dire humanitarian suffering in Gaza. They say the most effective way to get assistance in is by land. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Biden tells CNN he won't supply offensive weapons Israel can use to launch an all-out assault on Rafah. Harvey Weinstein is expected in a New York courtroom. Authorities are considering California's extradition request to serve his pending sentence for a 2022 rape conviction in Los Angeles. Weinstein's New York conviction was overturned late last month. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting again in the early going on Wall Street after 2 days where they barely budged. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1% in the first hour of trading Thursday. The Dow was up 107 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. The market got some help from a report showing a slight increase in the number of workers applying for unemployment benefits. That helped bolster hopes that the economy may cool enough to allow the Federal Reserve to ease up on its high interest rate policy. The Fed is trying to slow the economy to fight inflation, but not so much as to cause a major recession. The yield on the 10-year Treasury was little changed at 4.5%. Seth Zutel, New York.
A Spanish investigative magistrate provisionally shelved the latest investigation into an alleged case of tax fraud by pop star Shakira, following recommendations by prosecutors who said there is not sufficient evidence of a possible fiscal crime. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.